Once person is Jeff Beecher.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Did you ever hear that one? Jose, did you ever hear that story?
What's that?
My
parents going to school on a GI Bill college, and the professor was standing on the stage of the philosophy cap class conveying that God doesn't exist, and God exists. Strike me right now. I'm here. I'm waiting.
Oh.
And this kid's sitting in the front row, and he's crying. And the guy's standing there like this with his eyes closed. He walked up there and cold cocked him.
Is that cool?
And he was a Marine. And he said, what'd you do that for? He said, God was busy, so I took over.
Cold labor. He was a Lord.
Yeah, no problem.
That's good.
If a ring's been, would you answer it?
It's not God, I don't
know. Amen. Seat? All right, there you go. Just praise the Lord.
Just
amen.
I mean, if you two don't know.
Brother, we're going to have a marital spat here, so pray for us. You know?
I think we should open up our service with prayer. We definitely need this today.
Certainly,
amen.
Certainly my wife does. Somebody else.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I like it. I like it. All righty. Well, Brother Ben Contreras, would you mind opening us in a word of prayer here today?
Yes, let's pray. Mm-hmm. Dear God, we thank you, God, for your love.
Yes.
Thank you, God, for your mercies. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God, that you allowed us to have it for us here to read and to understand it, God. I pray, Jesus, in your name that today we will dig deep and understand, give Craig your words, God, and allow us to understand it and apply it to our hearts, God.
Yes.
Thank you for your love and mercies. Thank you for all that you do. Be with our country. Be with this world, God.
Yes, Lord.
Help us be the ambassadors that we need to be for you. In your name we ask. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, if you all would please stand. We're going to start with our very first song, Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, my God. Hosanna in the highest. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. The King of Kings. Lord, we lift up your name with hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, my God. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, my God. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. That's some good singing, you guys. Doing a good job for a bunch of tired people. I'll tell you the truth.
What's up with that, man?
You do sound very good. Amen.
I
just saw him yesterday, you know, so if they're listening and in there on
nobody's
anything,
offended, right?
We'll see. Brother Bob back there, you know, he was ready to throw a shoe at me, but, you know. Praise the Lord. It is so good to see all of you here today. It is a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Man, even aside of all the crazy of changing times and babies that love to speak all night long. You know, all of that stuff is just a side note to the glory and the grace that we have in
that's
the Lord
right.
Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Right.
Amen. So I am so excited. Anybody here have a brief testimony they'd like to share with us today? Has the Lord been good to you?
Yes,
yes. Amen. Anything you'd like to share briefly?
I don't know if I might have said this last Wednesday. There's a guy at the Planet Fitness. His name is Jose. Like, there's not a whole guy. You know, and he asked me to get him a Bible.
Yes.
Can you imagine that?
Amen.
That's an amazing thing right there.
Amen.
Yeah,
praise
so
the Lord.
About that.
Praise the Lord.
That's
the official name. Amen. Jose Baptist Church. No, just kidding. I had a great blessing. I've been talking to some of our neighbors, and this past week, not once, not twice, but three times, I had to give my neighbor a jump with their car.
Uh-huh.
And the third time, he had bought a new battery for his car. And he had drove out onto the road. And the first and the second day, he knocked on our door. And he's like, you mind if you give me a jump? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Let's see how this works out, you know? Uh-huh. The third day, I'm coming Friday to the Bible study. Oh, no, I'm going Thursday to get the haircut. And I drive out, and who do I see off to the side of the road with their hood up? I said, it's got to be Mark here. So I pull up and roll my window down and look at him. And he looks at me. He said, it just had to be you, huh? And I'm like, God sent me here, man. And he said, well, praise God for that, you know? So pray for this gentleman, Mark, there. He says that he knows the Lord, you know? He doesn't go to church currently anywhere, but pray for him. He's my neighbor, and I've been trying to minister to him and witness to him for a bit, but it was a great blessing to see that, as well as the blessing of having my in-laws here and having some friends come to visit. It's really been a great time.
So
guys,
when we pray for Mark, should we pray for Mark that he gets saved, or should we pray for Mark because you're his neighbor? I'm just curious.
We'll pray that he gets a new battery, definitely. We'll pray that he gets saved as well.
Prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
And yeah, if you want to throw the last one in there too, I would pray for all of my neighbors because, you know. Praise the Lord. But you know what? One thing that we have here that I'm so glad that God's grace is covering us is
Amen.
That we're redeemed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We've been redeemed in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So let's sing that out as well here today. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim.
Amen,
amen,
brother. Amen.
Redeemed.
Hallelujah.
They never roll. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. By the blood of the Lamb, redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Because everybody's tired and it's a little warm and so on, just get up and sing a hymn. Gotta get your blood flowing once again, amen.
It wouldn't hurt.
What a great blessing it is again, guys, to be here. And Sister Judy, it's a great blessing to see you.
I have missed everyone so very much.
Amen. We have missed you too.
I love you all with my heart.
Amen.
And,
amen.
You know, I had a talk with my aide, who is Christian.
Mm-hmm.
God's true surrounding me with people that are Christian because of the people I have next door to me. I won't even go there with that. But anyways, we had a really good talk with God.
Amen. Good.
And she was asking me questions. I was giving her answers. And she doesn't go to our church, but I'm trying to get her to come.
Amen.
And she has a man in Ireland who is interested in marrying. He's Spanish, and I'm going to try to get him to come here because he wants to come to a church that speaks Spanish. And
all right, all right.
Hallelujah. So,
well, you know, the great thing, our sisters, that there are so many people that are itching. They're looking for hope. They really are. And Rachel and I talk about this often as we think about the area where we are and who we minister to. You look into the schools and the kids, they're lacking hope. And I'm telling you, they're really itching. They want security, stability. They want peace. And where is the greatest place that you can find that but in the Word of God? Amen. So it's a great blessing that we have that and we can share that with other people. Man,
here's the thing with her. Her fiance is in Ireland and he's working on the oil rigs and he works under the water. So when you see a picture of him on the phone, he looks like he's one of these people that's got the outer space
coming. He's going out of space. Yeah, there you go. So, he's going to the
he's deeps. He's coming back here. And when he gets back here, they want to get married. I'm praying that we can get him to come here to get married.
Well, we got to pray and talk with him and see where the Lord leads all of that as well. His name is David?
His name is David.
Okay.
And her name is Yolanda.
Yolanda, okay. Amen. We'll pray for David and Yolanda. Amen, amen. All right, we got some stuff this week. Actually, before that, tonight, 7 p.m. here at the church, we have a members, family, finance, fellowship, friendly, lovely time of getting together and seeing what the Lord is doing financially for our church, as well as seeing what the Lord could do with the finances of the church. You know, God has blessed us tremendously in this place here, and we support a great handful of missionaries. We are able to support and do different ministry around the area as well. Guys, God is just so good to us. He really is, and he's been that way for a good long while. So please come tonight. It will be a blessing for you to hear these things, if anything, that God is moving in our church. Amen. Please as well, consider coming to that Saturday the 25th. I would like to go. I think my father-in-law and I would like to go. If any other men that are here that can go, you know, please, that would be a great blessing.
We need a head count real soon because they want to offer breakfast, but so they'll need to know. And the thing about this is a specific prayer for revival, guys.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just, it's actually, it's a men's breakfast for prayer. That's mm-hmm. what it is. It's not just a men's breakfast. It's a men's breakfast for the specific purpose of praying together as men that God will bring revival to the United States of America.
Amen. That's how the first Bible church out there.
And the first Bible church.
Amen. Yes. What a great blessing we can participate in this stuff. So please, men, it would be great to see you. It is early in the morning, I believe, about 8:30, but it should be a great time, and we need this prayer. The 26th, that Sunday after that, we'll be having our combined service and potluck once again, luncheon. Mm-hmm. That's been a blessing. Amen. Yes, have you guys been blessed by that?
Amen, bro. Yes.
That's been a good time. I've really enjoyed it. Amen. Amen. I like turkey, I'll tell you. And then, let's see, ladies' fellowship next month coming up already. Wow, the 14th. So please, ladies, be in prayer and be ready for that. Also, during that week, please be in prayer. Our brother Gary Sauer from Athletes in Action in Rochester, at Brockport, actually, has reached out to us to see if we might be able to do a dinner for 20 people from their basketball team and see if we can encourage that ministry some. So what I want to ask you first is be in prayer to see that if we might be able to make some food or do something for that, and I'll get back to him and see how we can work that out. Yes, sister.
I will be talking to the ladies regarding that because someone had to make a menu or whatever. And
amen. Thank you.
Go for it.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. And that's a great blessing. See, I mean, we got a little prayer already, and we get some answers to prayer, too. So, guys, keep on praying for that, though. I think that that would be a great blessing. I'd like to go. We went in January to go to watch a game and support the ministry out there. He got us some T-shirts that says Athletes in Action. We sat there on the sidelines cheering for who, I don't know, but it was a great blessing. It was neat to be able to see that and for them to be able to see people present, you know, for that ministry. They do an amazing ministry. They have students come over to their home. They do meals for them. They do a lot of different things ministering to those students there at Brockport, both in the school and at their home, which is not too far.
To get into a college, what do they call these, where they get subsidized by the government?
Yes.
What do they call these colleges?
SUNY.
Huh?
SUNY colleges.
Well, but there's a name for that. Anyways, they're subsidized by the government, and to get God's people inside there is a miracle by itself.
It is. Yes. It is. And it's really interesting because
the public schools.
Public school, yeah, it's a public.
They've been also a part in RIT, which is a private school.
Yes, sir.
But now the RIT hasn't let them back since the pandemic.
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy. But the state school did. All right, praise God, you know. I'm glad for ministries like this, guys. Keep on praying for our missionaries. We do have many letters in the back there. Check them out, because we do update them. I know Brother Wilson and whoever else that we get these letters, we post them up over there so you can take a look and
yes,
see
yeah,
what's going on in their ministries. Not only did they get to come and speak to us like Brother Tom last week, but we also get letters, and some of you may get emails from them. So praise God. Please be in prayer for all of those things. Ben and Melissa, congratulations again on
that's
the baby
right.
being yeah. here. You know, Mr. Carter Contreras
yes.
is a young, strong man. And does he have lungs? Is he ready to do some singing?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, yes.
Amen. Good, good. Keep our sister in prayer as she is home and has little sleep. So that's okay. It does happen. And we're there for you guys if you need anything. Amen, right? Birthdays this month. Man, let's see. Gloria de Leon. Oh, yeah. Hers is on Monday, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's tomorrow. Oh, praise the Lord. And then my birthday's coming, and Jaden's birthday on the 21st. Where's Jaden? Is he here?
Yeah, he's in the Spanish class.
What? Oh, he's doing some Spanish today.
I changed with him, you know.
Oh, okay. There you go. He's learning Spanish, you're learning English.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, he's not here, so I'm not going to sing happy birthday to him. So that's okay. Praise the Lord, guys.
Okay.
All right, let's sing our last one here. Huh? Your birthday's in September, boy. What are you talking about? Yes, my dear sister Jane.
Your birthday is Friday.
Yeah.
She'll sing for you.
Next Friday.
Oh, well, okay, if you want to.
Yeah.
It's weird for me to leave,
but
to, okay.
I want to, because misery loves company.
Misery loves company. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday to you. To Jesus be true. May God's richest blessings abide upon you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, guys.
God bless you, brother.
I know, right? I'm always right there, man. It's like I have to hold myself back so I don't go to the other language. So what a great blessing. Again, please don't forget, 7 p.m. tonight, I will try my very best to remind you when we're done with the service as well, okay? But we're not done yet. We have another song.
Yes.
But let's all stand up again. We're going to sing our last song here. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Amen.
Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises. As your people declare your mighty words, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and Lord God Almighty, who
Amen. Oh, it stopped. No, it's still going. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yep, I'll talk to you at the church. I'll let you know.
Amen. All right. Well, I hope you guys aren't tired of me yet.
No. I never do that.
But it is a great blessing to be here.
Amen.
And I'm so glad for the Word of God. Amen.
Bless God.
Man, if it wasn't for the Word of God, where would we be? We need Him every single day. We need Him every hour. He is our help. He is our stay. He is our rock. Amen. So, in the times when we're tired, in the times when we're awake, in the times when we're happy, in the times when we're sad, in tribulation, in trials, and in joyous moments, we need the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Now let's go to Him in prayer this morning.
Yes, right.
Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I thank You so much again for this day. And I thank You for all that You have done for us, oh Lord God. We are Your people, Lord. We are poor. We are needy. But Lord, we are so grateful for the grace that You've bestowed upon us.
Yes.
We ask, oh Lord God, that You would give us Your strength. We ask that You would give us ears to hear and eyes to see, that we would know You, oh Lord God, that we would be Your witnesses, that we, oh Lord God, would follow after Your word. Lord, help us to walk by faith today. Give us the ability and the strength that we can bring a smile to Your face.
Lord. Yes, Father.
Lord, I praise You and ask if You, oh Lord God, would be with me, Lord, be with my mouth. Be with the words that come out, O Lord. Let it not be mine, O Lord, but Yours.
Amen.
And let Your mighty power work, O Lord.
Yes.
I thank You so much for all these things. And pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Guys, I'm so glad to see you today. Even without my glasses on, I can see the majority of you. Even all the way back there, Brother Wilson. That's a great blessing. When you think about our lives in the Lord, it is a great race, isn't it?
That's right.
You know? And we get to run this race with great patience in the Lord. We have to.
Mm-hmm.
Even though our lives are but a vapor and they last for a moment, here today we are here, and tomorrow is gone with the wind.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we can see, as the Lord tells us in Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. And that's what we want to talk a bit about today, pressing towards that mark.
Yes.
You know this song? I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. But what does the chorus say? No turning back. No turning back. Why do we not turn back? You have to think, what were the things that were there in our past? I remember being a 14-year-old boy, being involved in a lot of soccer, athletic, running all the time. That's what soccer is, lots of running, okay?
Yeah.
Growing in school and trying to figure out a path that I was going to go, seeing if the path of engineering would be the one that would take me, or if it would be something else. And then the Lord grabbed a hold of my heart. I started going to a church in Prospect Avenue Baptist Church in Buffalo, New York. And what a tremendous blessing that was for me. That the Lord drew me in and brought me into His people, into His fold. And He saved my life.
Hallelujah.
He saved me from the depths of despair. He saved me from the burning of hell. He saved me for His glory and His honor. And I can tell you, that a $50, $60, $70, $80, $100,000 job could not compare to what I have in Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah, brother.
I could be a millionaire, and it still doesn't compare to what I have in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. We spend so much time and so much effort and so much resources in trying to figure out what direction we're going to go in our lives. But if we would just take one simple look in truth and honesty at Jesus Christ, we could see a clearer path.
Amen.
We can see a way for us to go, one that has many different trials and many different obstacles along the way, but yet somebody that is there to help lift us up over every single one of those things. One that told us that he would never leave us nor forsake
Amen.
Us.
Hallelujah.
What a tremendous friend we have in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I am so excited that I have Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Are you?
Yes.
All right, at least three of you. The rest of you guys, I hope that you would get excited by the end of this day.
Amen, brother. Amen.
So yesterday we were driving. We went out to Buffalo after our friends had left in the morning. And we ate a little lunch. And we took a nice family nap. We get on the road. We're all refreshed and ready to go. And one after another, it seemed like the Lord just kept throwing in all these little obstacles there. This person cuts you off, that person cuts you off. Even on the way back, it's like 11 o'clock at night. I'm so close to home, and somebody's like, tick, 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 boom. And I'm like, freaking out. But so grateful that God watches over me.
Amen.
I've realized over the course of my life that God has watched over me. Years ago, being 4 years old, I had an asthma attack. Anybody ever dealt with asthma before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Being a four-year-old child dealing with an asthma attack is scary. Mm-hmm. And all I can remember is it felt like an eternity getting from my house all the way to the hospital where I had to get up and go to my parents' room. I'm glad that I was able to get up, amen? Mm-hmm. I got to my parents' room, I'm knocking on their door, and I couldn't really say any words, and they looked at me like, what's wrong with you, boy? Speak, boy, speak. And I'm like, and they look at me and say, he can't breathe. We get to the hospital, and I feel like I'm in one of those sci-fi movies, man, and they put me in this nice big bubble. At least that's what it was in my mind as a four-year-old child.
Very cool.
And they start pumping this crazy gas into there, you know, and I could breathe nice and clearly. I was super excited. Years later, after I get saved, I realize this, that as God said in the beginning in Genesis chapter 2, that he breathed the breath of life into Adam there, that every single breath that I have has been given to me by God.
Amen, brother. Amen. That's good.
And for what? For his glory, for his honor, for his purpose.
Amen.
So about 10 years later, the Lord really gave me an awakening. He helped me to see how much I needed it. Personally, it's interesting. We were talking the other day, and one of our sisters in the Bible study said that there's a difference in knowing about God, believing in God, and believing God, what he says.
Amen.
Right. Amen. I believe what he says, but before I believed in God. So I'm so grateful for that. In my past, there's many different things that are there. There's much darkness. There's much confusion. There's many things that could make me say, I'm a victim of this, or I'm a victim of that. But yet God, he's given me a scripture that says, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Have you ever wanted to blame something in your past for what's going on right now? Have you ever been there? My brothers and sisters, if you haven't been there, pinch yourself. Let me ask you, are you alive? Because sometimes we get that. We remember some things that happened to us, And yes, they could happen to us and be a big burden on our life and have lasting effects over the years. But yet you can still give that over to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Some things we don't even realize. We can forget those things that are behind and we can press forward. Well, I want to share with you here in the Word in Philippians chapter 3 some great nuggets that our brother Paul gave to us in figuring out how it is that we can go forward in a time when we just have so much difficulty letting go of our past. If you've been there before, I want to pray for you today. Please, don't hold on to the past. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Look here in verse 2, Philippians chapter 3. I hope I said chapter 3. Did I say chapter 3?
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Chapter 3, verse 2 says this, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. You know what we need to do? If we're going to let go of the things of the past, you know what we have to do? We have to forget about our old boastfulness and forget about the boastings of the others that have affected our lives in the past. You know what that's called? Forgiveness. We have to be willing to forgive. It's such a crazy thing that we hold on to so much boastfulness in our lives. I mean, praise God, the Lord has brought me through a path that I have studied engineering. My grandfather was an engineer. I also worked as an engineer for several years. I worked as a teacher for many years as well. And I've been in ministry intermingled in between all of that stuff there. But as I said, none of those things compare to my relationship with Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Amen,
brother. While we were doing Bible study in there, I kind of overheard you mention there, as I had them quietly writing something, about our walk in the Lord, looking to Him and just remembering that we can trust in Him. You know, really, guys, our past is our past, and doesn't matter what it was, doesn't matter what it is. God said, listen to this, that He has taken our sins and thrown them as far as the east is from the west. What does that mean?
Well, the earth is a circle and it'll come back around.
That's not what it means. Mm-hmm. What He means is it's gone, it's forgotten. How many times do we forgive a brother?
70 times 7.
70 times 7. Okay, mathematicians, how much is that?
49.
Say it again? 490 times. Okay, so does that mean on 491 we give up?
No.
Not at all. What did you say over there? Is that my wife?
That must be your wife or something.
Well, I just have to make sure that I, you know, taking the eraser to a notebook. Yeah, amen, right?
Oh, wow.
Amen. Now comes confession time. You know, we got to learn to let go of all of those different things from our past, you know? Man, there are people that have affected our life in a bad way. But here's how we ought to look at it. Look at it this way, that every instance, every circumstance that we've gone through, God has brought us through with purpose.
Amen. Right.
Even any kind of abuse, even any kind of physical, mental strain that's been on your life has been for some purpose. We don't know what that purpose is. We have no clue unless we ask the Lord. Does He always show us right away? No, not always. But think of different times when you've had to forgive people and you didn't really want to.
Mm-hmm.
But think of what happens afterwards. Amen? In Proverbs, it tells us that we could gain a brother if we have that type of a spirit and that type of a heart towards our brothers and sisters in Christ. 1 Corinthians 4, verses 6 through 8, says this. You come at the right spot, that's 5. Yep, okay. And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transformed to myself and not to Apollos, or into Apollos for your sakes, that ye might learn in us not to think of men above what that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why didst thou glory, as if thou hast not received it? But now ye are full, now ye are rich. Ye have reigned as kings without us, and I would to God that ye did reign, that ye also might reign, that he also might reign, or we also might reign with you. Mm-hmm. Brethren, why do we have such a high opinion of ourselves? Mm-hmm. Why is it that we want to put ourselves up on this pedestal? Mm-hmm. You know, there's a thing called pride, mm-hmm. right? But yet, think of it this way. The more that we lift ourselves up, the smaller we make God. Mm. The more that we want to shine in the limelight, the less God has a chance to get a witness through our lives. And we're studying in the book of Acts right now, and what is that all about? Jesus said in chapter 1, verse 8, that he would make them witnesses. Witnesses of Jesus Christ. And guess what? We are witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then as you go on a few chapters over, the brothers explain that the Spirit of God has witness within us as well. Mm. So if you think that you have nothing to witness about Jesus Christ, that's foolish. Because we have the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the Holy Spirit himself is proof. God said in the book of Joel in chapter 2, that he would send out his Spirit and pour it into flesh, all flesh. Mm-hmm. And then it's repeated in Acts. Why? Because it actually came. Mm. Why was it so interesting at the end of Acts chapter, 11, with Cornelius and that crew that gets saved, that these guys find, oh man, these guys are getting saved. The Greeks are getting saved. The Romans are getting saved. Why? Because God prophesied as well that Jesus Christ would be a light to the Gentiles. Amen. And that again, that Holy Spirit would be poured out onto all. You go to the next chapter and you see how that Spirit does come. And the brothers are like, we're so confused. But yet, we just have to let it be. They thought that it was just for them. Brothers and sisters, let's not get like that. Even in our religiosity, we can get to a point where we think that it's for us. No, the reason why we are here is so we can declare Christ.
Amen, brother.
So that we can tell other people. That's we right. can be a witness. Mm. Let's put that aside. We don't need to be boastful people in this world. We don't need to hold on to all of that stuff. Let's go back to Philippians chapter 3. Look at verses 3 through 6 with me for our next point. Not only do we beware of dogs, evil workers, the concision, but verse 3 through 6, for we are the circumcision, which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. No bad. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. You see, when Paul did all of these things to put the prison, to put the Christians into prison and to persecute them, he thought he was doing God a favor. He thought he was actually doing the work of God because he was a man who wanted to look for righteousness and to look for truth. And he thought that it was in the law of the Old Testament in the way that they were practicing it at that time. But man, he got onto this road and he met somebody. He went smack face, boom, right there and met Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hit him so hard, blinded him. Mm-hmm. And then he comes to see that, oh, wait a minute, I actually have been blind all this time because I'm persecuting the very one who I really should be serving. And the Lord Jesus Christ calls Paul out and sends him forth into this world. Brothers and sisters, not only ought we to be careful of that boastfulness, but we also need to be careful to not have confidence in the flesh. God has given you talents, but realize again, like we read in Corinthians, that it's God that has given you the talents. It's not our own. It's not our own strength. If you can get up and work every day, it's because God has given you that breath. God has given you the muscles to be able to do it. And even if you work through a lot of the pains and stuff that you had, God has given you that persistence to keep going. It is God that sustains us in every moment of our lives. So why look to the things of the past? Why hold on to that? Today, don't look too close, but I've broken my nose at least twice in my life. And I haven't had to have it reset. By the grace of God, that thing went right back by itself when the swelling went down the last time that I broke it. The first time I broke it, it was like a small crack. It must have been just a fracture. You know, I was playing basketball. A soccer player playing basketball. What's wrong with that? And the guy comes down with his elbows out.
Yeah.
And boom, right there. And I'm like, oh, hurt a little bit, but I kept playing, you know? Mm-hmm. It's okay. Some years later, as I'm playing soccer, my team is kind of down, and I'm just like really excited, and I'm like, oh, I want to get out there. We got to go. And I get out on the field. I'm trying to encourage all of our guys. We can beat these guys. We can beat these guys. The score is like 0-0. And for those of you who get bored watching soccer games because it takes so long to score, you know, I was there. I'm getting the ball, and I'm right in front of the goal. And I'm like, I got to do this lunging kick, man. And this was amazing. First, it was amazing that I could stretch that far. And second, it was amazing that I got the ball, and boom, that ball went whoosh, right into the back. Yes, I was so excited, but I never got to see it. Do you know why? Because I came in and the goalie also was there. And the goalie, his foot happened to be kicking at the same spot that my foot did. I hit the ball before him, though, and I got past him, but yet my foot, my toe, did not. I broke my toe that day. And as a responsible young man, and his father being the coach, I kind of just wrapped it up and kept playing. So I'm limping along. It's like, oh, because we were down men and so on. Whoa, I've got these pains and things from the past that I know will affect me in my future, but yet they've made me into who I am today.
Hallelujah. Doesn't happen to you.
You got to think about it. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't happen to you. It happens for you. Amen. Have you had experiences like that?
Yeah.
Maybe not with soccer. Maybe with some JJ and I, you know. That's my boy right there. We play soccer together. But it might be with something else. Could be with another sport. It could be with music. It could be with family. It could be with school. There might be some of you in here today that love school. That was a test. I was throwing it out there to see. Okay, I got at least one. Adrian's like, I love school. That's my jam. Guys, God allows us to go through all of these things so that we can see that our flesh is weak and he is strong.
Hallelujah.
So that we can see that we need him in every single circumstance in our lives. I've seen some people when I first started off there at RIT, that they tell me I was the top in my class in my high school, and then they failed their first test in college and they want to kill themselves. I'm like, what kind of craziness is this? They've never learned to fail. And guess what? Our failures build us up. Don't trust in our flesh. Trust in the Lord. Look at the next few verses here, 7 and 8. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord,
of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. As I've said before, years ago when I graduated college and becoming a Christian, it was the same time the Lord started tugging on my heart for ministry. And you got to make choices in your life. You know, young folks, listen up. That's all of you, by the way.
Thank you very much. Amen. I feel that.
We all have decisions that we have to make in our lives. And our decisions that we make affect, not don't just affect us. They affect the people that are around us. So think of this, somebody like Canela, you know, doing college, working hard, trying to study, trying to figure out what career that the Lord is going to take her into. And what a great blessing that it could be that you could be a nurse, you could be a doctor, you could be Chef Boyardee. I mean, it doesn't matter what you be, but if you be it for the Lord.
Hallelujah, there you go.
What a tremendous blessing that would be.
That's right.
So if you make all of your decisions based off of God's principles, you know, realize this, you have a family here. So if you don't have to move, don't just run off. Okay? Think about the support that you have. People that will encourage you in Christ. And if the Lord is leading you to go off to another place, pray for this, that God would lead you to a place to worship Him, people to worship with, people to befriend, people to encourage you. Amen. And that He would give you strength constantly through your life. Amen. That He would be your daily reminder. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. I mean, Pastor Jose, weren't you working in an amazing place and a great job making the big bucks? And now you're working in a more amazinger place.
Making the small bucks,
but for the glory of God, man, you know, that's as we say, it goes to our account. Mm-hmm. You know, even our sister Tere, what a great blessing. That she's been to many different people. She's ministering to all these folks there in the school. And she's been ministering to folks here for a long time. What a great blessing that is. So young folks, I don't know if you know their testimony individually and together, but if you were to hear even a part of it, you'd be amazed at what God has done. You have parents, you have others around you too that have testimonies. Ask and see what the Lord has done. Don't put your trust in your flesh. Don't continue on in boastfulness. And put your trust in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That's one of the most important pieces to this. That if we look towards the Lord, we keep our trust in Him. He gives us peace. He gives us guidance. He gives us understanding. How is it that we can spend our lifetimes looking for those things, and it's right here in the Bible?
Yeah, there you go.
It's right in the working and walk of a life in Jesus Christ. Mm. God does help to clarify so many things in our life. Amen.
That's right.
Verse 9, and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Galatians 2:20. I love that scripture. What does that say? Let me go there quickly, because I know I'm going to say the wrong part. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but what? But Christ lives in me. Amen. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me.
Bless God.
This has been a life verse for me. Understanding this, that every direction that I look towards, if I'm not looking through the lenses of the Word of God, if I'm not looking through the lens of not my will be done but thine, O Lord, then it's worthless. Does that mean that every single one of us in here is going to be in some kind of ministry? Well, yeah.
Right.
Our lives are ministry.
You got it.
The Contreras's have a great ministry. They own a business. That's a great way to minister.
That's right.
Did you know that? I had some friends out in Broad Auburn. Believe it or not, I had friends out in Broad Auburn. And these guys own a pizzeria. Their dad came from Italy and started this pizza business, and when they got old enough, they took over the business for him. And those two boys are Christians. On their menu, they have scriptures.
Hallelujah.
All over their menu. I'm like, man, what a novel idea, you know? And then, when they get the opportunity to, they try to work, witness, and work in worship in their place of business there. I participated in at least one prayer meeting and one study in the pizzeria. Anybody ever done that before? It's pretty neat. They're like, we got this place. We'll have a Bible study over here. Yeah, right? Guys, yeah. Everything that we can do, if we keep our eyes on the Lord,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Realize this, that we don't have our own righteousness, but it's His righteousness.
Amen.
It's the Lord working in us. Verse 10, he says this, that I may know Him in the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable unto His death. This is what it's all about, guys. Peter concludes that in 2 Peter 3:18, to know Christ, to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is an admirable goal for us. If we look forward, we see Jesus Christ. If we look back, we see our pain, we see the suffering, and sometimes we start to get into this little shell where it's all about me. But if we start to look up and look towards the hill from which cometh our help, it comes from the Lord. And then we realize, oh yeah, I don't need to dwell in that stuff there. I can go forward. I can let go.
Hey.
You know these recovery ministries, like what we have here at BBT? You know the big work that they do? Is they help break the chains that are holding people back. You know what a Sunday service does, what Sunday school does, what hearing the Word of God does for us? It helps us to realize, guys, that we do not have to be shackled. We do not have to be servants, slaves to our old ways. What is it that you're holding on to? What is it that has been such a heavy burden? Think about it. Are you being kind and nice to people? I mean, that's a good sign for stuff. That's a really good sign. If you wake up in the morning and you're not kind and nice to people, it doesn't mean, well, that's just how I am. You have the Holy Spirit in you.
That's right.
Man. It's because our flesh is taking over. But why? Is there something that we've held on to that's just kept us as if we're slaves to it?
Mm.
If we keep our eyes on Christ, they help us to let it go.
Amen.
Finally, verses 11 to 14. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. What do you need to forget that's behind? Do you know how you do that? Bring it to Christ. Give it to Him. Doesn't matter how old or how young that you are. As the young ones, it's amazing to see the way that they interact with other young ones or even older people, and things are done to them, but it seems like they forget so quickly.
That's right.
And they go right back into playing with that person and having good, wonderful fellowship. No wonder why Jesus Christ said that of such is the kingdom of heaven, of these little ones. What are you holding on to? What is it that's keeping you in such a bitter and sour spot? that you can't move forward for the glory and grace of Christ. Forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Would you bow your heads with me? Brothers and sisters, I know this has been an exhausting day already, but I want to encourage you. What's holding you back? Is there something that you're holding on to? Is there maybe some sin that you haven't confessed? Because that can hold you back too. Have you trusted so much in your own strength? That, think of this, if you were to lose the ability to do the work that you do, would your life be at an end? I would hope not. Because our life isn't through the strength that we have. That's not our God. Our life is not because of the job and the money that we have. That's not our God either. Mm-hmm. Our life isn't even because we have a great bank account, a home, and a vehicle. Jesus didn't have any of those. And he was completely content in the Father. Brothers and sisters, have you been lacking peace? If you're lacking peace, what is it that you need to bring to the Lord today? There's an altar here. Would you come and pray with me? I've had battles. And there's times that these past few weeks have been challenging. And there's even things that happened in the week ago that sometimes it's just hard to let go. Would you pray for me? How many of you would raise your hand and say, Pastor Craig, I'll pray for you? Amen. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Can I pray for you too? Would you join me up here in prayer? What is it that we need to let go of? Thinking of this message, it reminds me of Peter walking on the water. As long as he maintained his eye contact on Jesus Christ, he was able to do a miraculous thing and walk on top of the water. But as soon as he looked at the troubles that were around him and even the things that were behind him, he started to sink. But yet he understood that all he had to do was cry out, "Save me, Lord. Save me, Jesus." And Jesus was right there to pull him up. Is there anybody here that needs to cry out to the Lord, "Jesus, save me. Please, I give this to you. I've had this heavy burden on my heart. Pastor Craig, can you pray for me? I've got a heavy burden on my heart." Would you pray with me that the Lord would help me? Amen. I see the hand. Father God, I am so grateful because of what you've done in my life. I really am nobody. And Lord, if this world should continue and I'm gone from it, not many would even remember. But yet, Lord God, you remain. Your word will stay and last forever. Lord God, please, please help me, oh Lord. Help me not to hold on to the things of the past. Help me not to let those things be things that will trap me so that I'm useless for you. Let me not be afraid of the dogs that are before, oh Lord God. Let me not forget the things of my, or let me not hold on to the things of my past. Help me, oh Lord God, not to have a bitter heart and spirit. But Lord, help me to rejoice in you always. And again, I say rejoice. Lord, be with my brothers and my sisters here today. Lord, some have raised their hands and others have not. but you know our hearts, O Lord. Please, Lord God, please help us to contemplate, to think about these things as we leave here today. That we would remember, O Lord God, that we can let go and give these things over to you. Just by simply getting before you, Lord God, and saying, Lord, this is hard. I can't carry this on my own. Lord, I have bitterness towards my brother. Lord, I can't stand being around my father. Lord, my children, they get on my nerves. Would you help us to let these things go? Our co-workers that are bothering us, Lord God. All these little things that really is just a buildup, oh Lord, of the flesh. Would you help us, Lord God, that we can run this race with patience? That we would continue on in the race. That we would not give up. That we would know and realize that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And just as you have overcome this world, O Lord God, we are overcomers as well. Amen. God, be with us here today. Guide us as we go home. Help us to put your word in our hearts. Help us, O Lord God, to remember you, to keep our eyes on you today, to seek your face. And that any time that we slip and fall to the side, that we would remember these words. I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That we could look to you.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy towards us. Guide us today and help us truly, Lord God, to put a smile on your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Brothers and sisters, please do not forget 7 p.m. right here. It'll be an amazing shindig.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you guys.
Thank you, Pastor.
I still have some wind today from running. Yeah, it's not a real pocket. I wish it was. Actually, I think it might be if I get that stuff out of here. Okay, my sister.
I do that, though. I totally forgot to bring it today. But I have to go because the office is open on Monday. And then I have to go. Or I can program it.
Afterwards, I'm going to go up the stairs. 2:00. All right. We got it. I like it. Thank you, my sister. Amen. Oh my goodness, oh we got the new ones, let's see. Yes, first and second grade, oh these are cool, man.
Can I use some strength from your arm?
Yes, you may.
Please?
I got a little bit of strength left.
Mine is
You need that one too? If you leave it right there, I'll grab it.